as the Scott City boys golf team, they were only able to get 9 holes in, but when you do so well with 9 holes, they decide to call the meet off because Scott City was ahead. No, that's probably not what happened. It was weather. Anyways, we're talking with Junior Connor Armendariz. He'll start off here at boys golf here. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
That's good. Well, Monday, a 9-hole tournament there. It ended up being, it was going to be an 18-hole, but weather got in the way a little bit here, but it was a good deal. You guys end up with the team championship, and what worked for you guys there on Monday?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of cold, and everyone was just complaining, but, you know, we weren't. We just, you know, played through it.
You guys are just a little tougher than the rest of them, right?
Yeah, we're built different here in Scott City.
Built different here in Scott City. There you go. But, yeah, I know this is your first year out for golf, and what's the experience been like here for you so far?
It's been pretty rough, but I feel like I'm getting a lot better here.
Yeah, right. And did you do a lot of golf before you decided to come out?
Not often. I mean, I golfed here and there, but I mean, not competitively.
Yeah, and now you're doing it competitively, but it's put you on the varsity here. And what's probably been your favorite course so far?
Probably Buffalo Dunes.
All right. And then Monday, you know, before it got really bad, how'd you feel like you were doing overall so at that moment?
Well, I wasn't doing too good, but I felt like I was just about to turn it around there on the back nine.
You were saving the best for last, though, but you can save that best for last coming up Friday, right?
Yeah.
I think that's your next one here, and you'll be at home here, so that'll be kind of nice to host a tournament there and not, you know, have to travel so far, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be nice. You know, the course, hopefully I can break 100.
How close do you think you are to breaking the 100?
Like 15 strokes off.
Well, maybe it is your day Friday.
Yep.
All right. But, you know, what's something that you continue to work on to get better at?
Hitting the ball straight.
All right. Well, good start. Congratulations on helping out with that team tournament title there on Monday. Good luck to you coming up.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Connor Armendariz here, Scott City Golf here. Beaver Golf Team winning the Ulysses invite on Monday here. And we now talk with head coach here and coach Brian Gentry. Well, 9 holes is all you needed on Monday to get the victory. And I guess, you know, still that's at a pretty good course there against a pretty good competition. That's something that you guys can definitely be pretty proud about.
Yeah, you know, we finished with a first, second, and fourth, you know, individually, and then were able to hold off Colby by a stroke. So they all counted, you know, even if, you know, Connor said he wasn't playing that good. But, you know, if he shoots any worse, then we don't win. So, you know, everybody's score counts, especially when you only take 4 guys. We don't have the luxury of, you know, having somebody, you know, maybe have an off day. So everybody's got to grind, and that's what it was Monday. I mean, with the wind shifting every, you know, every time you got to a different hole, it seemed like it was going a different direction. And that back nine at Ulysses, they were going to play twice. But it can be challenging. I mean, if you can't find the fairway, they got a lot of tall, you know, native grass over there that can be pretty challenging. So they all did a good job of just kind of braving the elements, really. And like Connor mentioned, we went into it knowing that it was going to be kind of miserable out there, and everybody's going to have to play, so suck it up and do your best. And we also kind of knew that it might only come down to a 9-hole score. So it was important for them to get off to a good start and you know, keep grinding when they had to.
Well, the big thing is you mentioned you had 3 in the top 4 there, but your 3 or 4 meets are already into the season here. What's probably the thing that you've seen with your team that has made or has put them in positions like this?
Well, I mean, individually, you know, we just got to get a little bit more consistency with, you know, our 3 and 4 guys. Jaden's really been, you know, putting together some nice rounds after the first one. And it takes a little bit of time to get comfortable playing in, you know, tournament settings. You can't just, you know, drop a ball and reload and hit it. You got to go make the best of what you just did. And so each stroke counts. And, you know, Dylan made a lot of really good putts, which, you know, if you're sitting up there, you know, 3 putting every time, if you can walk away with, you know, 4 or 5 holes where you're only, you know, putting at one time, that drops your score tremendously. And then he had a chip in, and he's getting more consistent, getting more comfortable, you know, with both feet, you know, on the ground and not a boot. So, you know, Connor's come a long way since the beginning of the season. You know, he is getting more consistent. We've got to get him a little bit more consistent around the, you know, on the greens. And when we get to tournaments, we've got to, you know, take a little bit of time and try to read the greens and get a feel for them to see what they're going to be like. But every place is a little bit different. It'll be nice, you know, being here on Friday. The course is looking really good. Cody's done a great job. So we're excited about being at home.
Yeah, you got to like the fact that you are home there on that Friday there, and a lot going on here, but opportunity for community members to see your golf team that's, you know, starting to put things together at the right time.
Yeah, you know, it's still, you know, it's a very busy day with softball, baseball, tennis, and golf on Friday, but, you know, usually you throw track in there too, and the whole school's, you know, going different directions, so they never really have a chance, and, you know, this will give, you know, a number of track kids, you know, an opportunity to maybe come and watch, you know, baseball, softball, you know, any of the sports. So it'll be good. You know, it'll give some of our guys some eyes to come watch them, which, you know, could be a little bit more nerve wracking.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's an exciting time, and we're glad we can host one finally.
Oh, just don't forget about the badminton team. I mean,
I didn't know we had that.
Well, maybe we do down the line, but anyways, but no, that's going to be fun there. And, it should be a nice day there on Friday as well, but and also to see your team continue to improve here. And what's up after your home meet on Friday here?
Well, we've got our JV guys. You know, they've got a couple of meets on Monday. Mm-hmm. We picked up one in Goodland for them, and then Tuesday they'll be here for our JV tournament, so that'll be nice for them. And next week we don't have anything varsity-wise. We have a Syracuse meet coming up. That's a really nice course. You get back there in the Tamaracks, and you better be able to hit it straight because you're going to lose a bunch of balls if you can't. So, but it's a neat course. And then we start gearing up. I mean, it's kind of crazy. We have Colby coming up. But then, you know, you're already looking at league and regionals. And it's kind of wild. You know, it's really exciting just because we got to have the spring sports season. You know, it sure makes the end of the year fly. You know, when you're going – you're leaving school early and you're not around very much, but it's an exciting time. It's a fun time too, despite the weather and what it, you know, does.
Absolutely. Should be a fun one coming up Friday. Scott City Golf Invitational Home. That begins at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
All right. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks again as always, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here on Friday.
All right. Thank you.